I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pop Gaze, we talk Kendall Jenner's horse surrogate,
the Taylor Swift ticketing fiasco,
and we're joined by my wife, Tamara.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Kendall Jenner's horse surrogate. Kendall Jenner's horse surrogate.
Red leather, yellow leather, covered of a horse surrogate.
So good.
We are joined by an ultra, ultra special guest.
A super fan.
Yeah, super fan. Such a fan that they married into the pod.
I do.
Yes, please welcome Mrs. St. Clair Tamara.
Thank you. I thought you said super femme before.
Oh my god. She was offended for a second.
I was mildly. I'm like, you don't know me at all.
I love to just call random lesbians super femme. See how they react.
Yeah. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
It's good bring time. A wife to work day. I'm so glad.
We all rocked up to the foyer of where we record the podcast with our partners.
Yes.
And I kept Tamara and forced her to be on the podcast. Yeah. I'm very much here against my will. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Jordan's and my partners just did a runner and
yeah. I was like, Kayla, do you want to have a look inside? Because it's like, I think I gotta get my steps up.
Yeah, yeah. I actually asked Josh in the car, I was like, would you ever want to record a pop with us? And he was like, no, absolutely.
Really? Okay. Oh,
yeah. He's shy, right?
Yeah. It's not his tea.
Yeah.
He's a shy boy.
Yeah.
Shy boy.
Yeah.
Which we stand.
It's a good quality.
Anyway, how are you guys going?
We're good.
Yeah, we're settling into our married life.
I just moved for love.
Officially?
Yes. I'm here now. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we're settling this into
the wind storms of Melbourne.
Yeah.
So nice.
The pollen, the unpredictable weather.
Fucking pollen. It's kicking my ass this year.
Yes. Yeah.
And the mozzies. Oh my God, guys, I didn't tell you last night I swallowed three flies.
Oh my God.
You're that different statistic. I just have a big mouth. I talk all the time. And flies, two went into my mouth last night and then one in the morning. And I was like, that second fly was really fighting for his or her life.
Oh my God.
I could breathe. Just saying. Not yeah.
No, absolutely.
Be sure you drink lots of water to drown that shit.
Yeah, I'm drowning it out. Yeah.
Like the Sims in the pool. Oh God. Without the ladder.
Wait, so did you like feel like the crunch?
I felt, I didn't crunch. I gasped it in.
Oh, no.
Like I was breathing in and I went, and in my job, I have to present to people. And I was like, literally like, and this water.
Oh my God.
And they all saw it. They were like, a fly went in your mouth. Like, so deadly serious. And that was the second time. And I'm like,
ma'am, a fly went in your mouth.
A second fly has entered your mouth.
Just hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It's what, but it just makes me nervous about this summer. The mosquitoes are insane and there are just flies and bugs everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very biblical.
Yeah.
Speaking of the second Bush did 9/11 kind of vibes, Trump is back on Twitter. We were just talking about it.
Crickets. Absolutely.
A dark day.
Yeah, but also it's funny because Elon said he would let Donald Trump back, but Donald Trump, I don't think, has reinstated his Twitter profile yet.
No.
And there was actually this quote by Donald Trump about Elon Musk, where Musk visited the White House and Trump on his own platform that he started after he was kicked off Twitter said that if he told Elon to get on his knees to beg, he would have. He has a very low opinion of him, apparently. Which is interesting. God. Yeah. I mean, both. Yeah. Like, I hate both these people.
That is so wild. I mean, Elon Musk is such a wet blanket of a person.
He really is.
Not interested.
Apparently, they're down to, I think, 230 staff members at the latest Twitter count. And it used to be like 5,000.
Oh, my God.
And so someone said there are less workers at Twitter than characters allowed in a tweet.
Oh, I like that. I also saw that in the film of his life, everyone's calling for him to be played by Kathy Bates.
Yes, I saw that. That's genius.
Yes,
she would smash it out of the park as well.
She would. She'd do him too much justice, I think.
Yeah, true.
Make him likable in many ways.
Yeah, honestly.
He's just like the cringiest. Like, he's literally the same age as my mom, and he's like tweeting out Lamau.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta grow up, you know? Like, at some point.
His internal, like, emails as well are so cringe. Some of them that got, announced are, like, literally just, like, a couple sentences being, like, be ready to show me some coding, walking around the office now. And it's like a sent all. It's just like, have some decorum.
He know anything about coding as well? Like, what about his previous history is coding?
No, he doesn't understand it.
No.
Maybe that's how Grimes writes her music. Who knows?
That's how he names his children. Like, let me see the code. It's so strange. Yeah, I heard that somebody also who was in charge of, like, the security badges and, like, coding those got fired and was like, I just disabled it because my job was done.
And then they got asked back like 10 hours later.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So good. And I think I love the – did you see the projector at the front on the building?
Yeah.
And it was just like running through all these like what people call Elon Musk. I think my favorite, it was Space Karen.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yes.
I actually want to read this quote by Donald Trump out to you.
Do it.
Trigger warning.
The two people we hate the most. When Elon Musk came to the White House asking me for help on all of his many subsidized projects, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies he'd be worthless, and telling me how he was a big Trump fan and Republican, I could have said, drop to your knees and beg. And he would have done it.
That's hot.
He really has a way with this.
What a fucking read.
Yeah, the library is open.
The library is truly open.
Oh, wow. Miss Trump coming for blood.
I feel like there's sexual tension there, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in like acting class where you do those status activities and it's like you get two characters that are fighting for low status.
Yeah.
Like, who can take this to like subterranean depths?
It's just so funny. Never in my life I can't think of a situation where I'd have been like, unless it was like literally sex. Yeah. I'd be like, I got him to drop on his knees. Like, who thinks of themselves in that way in like day to day?
You got me thinking about it when you were talking about projectors. Did you see this week in like Times Square that thing of Rihanna on the
oh my God.
No, yes,
the massive forehead.
Six head, really.
It was like they hadn't thought about like how it was gonna look when they projected it at this particular angle, and it just gives her like a 10 head.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
I was half expecting it to catch on like in Mean Girls when she cuts the holes out of her t-shirt and everyone starts doing that.
Yeah.
Everyone starts shaving their
forehead. I saw Rihanna with a 10 head in Times Square. I had to do it.
I must.
It becomes as popular as that poot image of Demi Lovato.
Yes.
It's just the most awkward, you know, when she's like some like paparazzi photo has her like looking at the most like bizarre angle and her hair's all slicked back and they just call it poot.
Yes. And there's now one of Charlie XCX that people are calling poot XCX. Gets me so good. We got to also talk about Quizmouth, which is Camila Cabello singing for some, is it like an award show or is it just?
I'll be for Quizmouth.
Is that just her natural pronunciation? I haven't seen it.
Oh God, I'm going to get it. Thank you. Need to hear it.
She does not talk like this. No one's speaking like that.
For Quizmouth.
stop. No.
That's like a joke. That's like when people are making fun of like cursive singing.
Yes.
Like, hey, Lori, you mean throw you into the park. You know, that came right. Rhymes.
Banani and avocado.
Yeah.
Guys, you should do a Pop Gay's Christmas album. Just saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounding good.
Was like Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas is doing a Christmas special. Have you seen this?
Yes.
No.
It's so funny. It's like him pretending that he's releasing like a Christmas special and he doesn't realize that he's like not a pop star. And so it's like the producers like being like, people aren't going to buy it. They're not going to vibe with it. And he's like, no, the spirit of Christmas will guide us home.
Yes.
It looks really good.
I feel like everyone but Mariah should just give up at this point, really.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was denied being the queen of Christmas. I think she applied again this year to be the queen of Christmas in New York. And I think I don't believe that she pays tax.
No. So what is the body that decides the queen of Christmas?
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
It's not Mariah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that girl that's like, there's this like TikTok of her being like, I'm going to do like a dancing video. And then like, she's in a wheelchair and she like rolls back to start the song and it's Jingle Bell Rock and it starts and it's like, stroke a man, suck a man, kiss on his cock. And then she's like, oh my God, like, cause she's played the rock track. And she like, she like starts it again. People are like, she is the queen of Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of queens and royalty, Princess Diaries 3.
Oh my God.
Is coming out.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. I did not know this information. Is Anne still in it?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's OG cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, get it in while Julie's still with us, touch wood.
Oh my God.
Is Chris Pine coming back? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I did not.
Because she marries him at the end of the second, I'm pretty sure.
Or they at least like get engaged or they like change something. I actually only watched the second one recently. I always thought that I had seen it just because you assume. Mm. And then we'd start and I was like, I have no idea. Sorry to this man.
Yeah.
Mandela effect.
Yeah, yeah, literally. I think Chris Pine would do it. We've talked about Chris Pine on this podcast before. Mm. I mean,
he has a very eclectic cinematic history.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And he does it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love these actors who are like, I'm just going to be handsome and have a fun time and laugh.
Yeah. And he looks like he could pull it off, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he would be part of a royal family for sure.
And there's going to be a Legally Blonde 3.
Thank God.
Ooh.
What? Yes.
What?
That means we get another musical, no?
Oh, my God. I hope
with
so.
Jordan.
Yeah. It'll be me.
And there's going to be a Mean Girls the Musical movie as well, which I'm so excited for.
With Camila Cabello.
That's crazy. I didn't know that they were doing that as well.
Yeah. Did you hear that film star Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde have sadly broken up?
Oh, how unexpected.
I did not see that coming after the press tour.
They didn't last. Yeah. I'm dying.
Olivia Pugh
and
having a
the
blast.
Salad dressing too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Nora Ephron.
Do you think she's going to get back together with Jason
Sudeikis? Sorry.
I don't know, because all the rumors are saying that like she cheated on him.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I think so.
But then I also love the rumor that like Florence and him slept together a couple times as well.
Yeah.
It's delicious to think about.
It's just so
Is it Jason and Olivia where it's the rumor that like she was like, I'm going to go off to Harry Styles. And then he was like out like pleading with the maid or something.
The maid leaked it.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
laid in front of the car so she couldn't leave.
Yeah.
But then there was also the thing where the divorce papers got served to her while she was at an award. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So maybe they're not getting back together after that.
That's a dick move.
That is. Mm. But someone was telling me that that's kind of like, I still think it's a dick move, but it's a little bit out of
his control.
Like people are hired by lawyers. Like there's like, it's like the guy in Pineapple Express, Jonah Hill's job. Yeah. It's like, so their job is just they get papers from the lawyers. They go, they have to find this person to serve them. They have their address and stuff like that. But for celebrities, it can be near impossible to serve them because they're so like closed off all the time or they have security around them. And you really have to like surprise people and be like, did we go to high school together?
Yeah.
What's your name again? And then you serve them.
Oh, true.
You know, and then you're like, you've been served. So it is, I feel like still fucked.
But not entirely
but,
as well.
But I'm, yeah, yeah, I wonder how much Jason had anything to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. I don't watch Ted Bundy or whatever his show
Me
is.
Me neither. Is yeah. it Ted Bundy?
No. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Because you do killer. Watch Ted Bundy, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Ted Bundy. Yeah, a devil.
Unless he's killing someone, I don't want to hear about yeah. it.
A nice man?
Yeah. No, thank
Fake.
You.
Yeah.
But of course, Ted Lasso, I don't watch Ted Lasso, is a famous quote from yeah. White Lotus yes. season 2.
Oh, have you been watching?
Yes, obsessed.
Yeah, we're watching
so
it.
Good. Oh my God, every shot, I'm like, take me to fucking Italy.
Yeah. yeah. And murder me, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. yeah. I'll gladly die. I'm hoping, I mean, spoiler, well, just watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Never saying it. It's still going. We can talk about it once it's wrapped, but yeah. I'm really loving this season.
I'm obsessed with it. I feel like Aubrey is the protagonist. She's killing it.
She's demonstrating her acting chops in yeah. a real way.
Yes.
Her career is going to go places yeah. after this.
Mm.
And some of the shots, like that one that people have done like a side-by-side of that shot with her and all yes. the like lecherous men kind of like
yeah.
looming. And then it's based that. Off some like 20s film or something like that.
Yeah, you said with, that.
Oh, at the start of that episode,
they mention the actress.
Yeah.
Victoria Vitti or something. Or
I think it's true. All linked. It's yeah. all linked. Everything that we see, we're like, look at the water. Look at the statue. Yeah. It's a sign.
Yeah. yeah.
I was last night and I was like, what's on her necklace? Because that's definitely yes. a clue.
It's you're a like film studies.
yeah. like, truly.
The color red.
Close
it
reading.
Means rage.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to zoom in on that, like, this isn't a spoiler because they mentioned this in the first episode straight away. If they're going to zoom in on that, like, head of the married
oh, yeah.
man
yeah.
one more time.
Of betrayal.
Yeah. 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 yeah.
Everywhere.
Someone's getting decapitated.
Those men are going to fuck. That's my pick.
The men are?
I think they have fucked when they're in college. Like,
I love that.
Because there's that like power struggle going on between yeah. the husbands.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a thing that it's actually like, because we think that Aubrey's going to cheat.
Yeah.
And we're made to believe that. My pick is that it's actually going to be the men. That
yes.
have, like, a vibe.
Close True. Your mouth.
What if the girls also have a little quick? Because they're
Yeah. yeah. No,
they're in the
right
situation.
Yeah.
No,
that's
there
all
is
I'm
definitely
saying.
Yeah. sapphic energy.
I
there.
Love that.
Oh my God. Speaking of sapphic energy, have you guys, I've got to say, a couple episodes ago, I said I was not feeling Midnights.
Taylor oh, yeah. Have
album.
You come around?
I have 100% come around. I've decided that I actually stan it and that now that I have like put my expectations on what the album actually is, I'm like, this is amazing.
That's so funny, Charlie. You came in here being like,
it was a flop.
Swifties, you need to shut up. Your queen is dead.
Yeah, I was dancing on her grave. But now I'm coming back. I've done my Notes app apology to all the Swifties and I'm back on board. But there's this song, it's like the opening track of the album, and I'm pretty sure it will be the opening track of the era's concert as well, called Lavender Haze. I don't know if you guys have listened to it, but it's like very like ambient. It starts and it's like meet me at midnight, and it very much feels like the beginning of a tour.
Yeah, it's like meet me at midnight.
Yeah, as she's coming yeah. yeah.
There's fake, like there's a fake silhouette. She gets like body doubles yes. and they're all around and everyone's yes. like, oh,
it is exactly that vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's a security guard. She pulls up her mask. Yeah.
Flies that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been like discussing whether this is her leaning into the gay lore side of things, you know, like Lavender Haze, like lavender being a very like sapphic
mm-hmm.
Color.
Yeah, and it's a gay color.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
But then didn't she say it was about her fucking boyfriend?
Yes.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, hate that for us.
But also, have you seen the whole thing? If, like US Congress trying to change laws because
yes.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster merged and now they're like, they have too much power.
They have a monopoly.
Nobody can get tickets to Taylor Swift. We need to take this to the representatives.
Yes.
yes.
Trust the Swifties to take down a like
the
monopoly
government.
Like that. Yeah. The government
Truly.
Like that. To change the law. But it is huge. Like the amount of ticket sales for this is the biggest in history. Like in history,
wow.
It is as Ticketmaster said when they put up their post about like why their servers were crashing and why there were all these like problems with people paying, like there were tickets going for 50 grand.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like because of this thing called dynamic pricing. I don't really understand fully how it works, but it's kind of like
scam.
When there's less tickets, they go up and it's based on like demand.
And it's an algorithm.
Yeah. And it's... resellers can put their tickets back up for sale at higher prices. So it's just been a fucking free for all. People have been paying inordinate amount of money. And yeah, Ticketmaster came out and said the whole reason it's happening is because it's an unprecedented ticketing event. And then Taylor put up just yesterday this thing that was actually kind of like, actually, Ellen, that's not the truth. That was like, we spoke to Ticketmaster many times to be sure that they could handle this influx. And they assured us, like, beyond doubt that they were able
Taylor
to do
knows.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find her statement because there was once something in it that really made me laugh. But keep talking.
I mean, that's kind of it. She didn't, like, particularly get into specifics, and also, like, legally, I'm not even sure if she could now.
Yeah, so true.
But, yeah, it's this weird thing, and someone was saying that for her to meet the demand for the tickets, she would have to do 900 non-stop concerts in stadiums, which is 2.5 years. Non-stop performing.
No.
It's like, it's just, people are going to miss out. That's just the way that it is, but... yeah, the ticketing thing is crazy.
It's so crazy. But you guys, what is the most you would pay for a ticket to see your favorite person ever?
800, you say?
300.
300. It's a lot.
Yeah.
300.
I'd go to $1,000 if I had it. If I had
who it is.
If I was financially okay, I'd go up to $1,000. Mm-hmm. Currently, $300.
Yeah. $20.
Yeah. Like, I would pay $1,000 to see Beyonce live.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I would sleep on the street for 3 nights.
Yeah.
If you had to rank, this is for everyone, if you had to rank, like, the three artists that you would shell the most money for, who would they be? So Beyonce, I'm guessing, is one of them.
Beyonce
is my number one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to think of anyone else because Beyonce is the first one that I come to mind where I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And her shows are so good.
Yes.
I want to say Rihanna, but also that's more like the rarity because it's like she might disappear at any point.
Yeah, I could say Rihanna.
And my number three would be Frank Ocean.
Oh, I would pay... I would pay $1,000 to see Frank Ocean. I saw his last live performance before he went on indefinite vocal rest. Have I told you this?
Yeah, you said.
It's the best. Iconic. It was amazing. And he was dying. And we were like, keep going.
We paid for this.
Okay, I'm going to say number four is Adele.
Oh, my God, Adele.
Yeah. I fucking love Adele.
And she barely flies. I think mine would be like maybe Taylor, Adele, Lil Nas.
Oh, yeah. True.
And, oh, Gaga.
Yes,
okay, Gaga. True.
I'm. It's so funny because it has to be, like, superstars because, like, the other artists that I want to see, I'm like, I can get that ticket. I got tickets.
I don't want just, like, a couple tracks. I want, like a 10-album.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't have to pay $1,000 to see Amel and the Sniffers. I can.
Yeah.
Still amazing live, but.
If Britney... decided.
Oh my God.
On her own accord.
Tomorrow, I have chills.
Oh my God.
That would be the one for me where I'd be like,
revenge tour.
Yes.
Yeah. We should pitch this.
I think it would be like a full day event though, like a fucking festival of Britney. I feel like she would do that. Yes. She's got a lot to say these days. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh my God.
But that would be number one for me. And then
who would
Beyonce.
She get as like her pre-act?
Oh, I don't know. Her husband.
It's
just like Britney dancing, but like in her living room style.
I think she'd play a package that went for 3 hours that was just all of her videos of dancing.
Yeah. And she'd like monologue about situations and just like completely derail for half an hour.
It would be more of a cabaret. Like less of a concert.
Ocean on the piano. Be beautiful.
Yeah. I love how hateful you made that word sound. It'd be like a cabaret.
Yeah, Britney would be up there.
Yeah,
would be good.
Fucking hell.
I don't think I would spend more than $300 to see Gaga because the situation with Gaga would be I didn't wait to get tickets, but somebody was like, I have a ticket. And I was like, okay, I'll spend $300.
And it's like with Gaga, it's a concert. You know what I mean? Like it's not, you know, it's like with Pink. Like you're not just going for the songs. You're going for the spectacle and to see her doing, you know, the trapeze and flips through the audience.
Yeah. I'll be expecting that when I see Phoebe Bridgers too.
Oh my God.
Lord.
The Haim sisters.
Yeah. Oh my
Dolly
God.
Parton.
Yeah. You're a Dolly. Have you seen the video of Lorde shushing her audience?
It's the best.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
No.
It's
because people are singing along and they can't sing. And she's like, yeah.
Yes. She gets really annoyed. She's like, stop, stop, stop. Like, please don't sing along. Like, she's furious with them.
Oh my God. So babe.
Lorde and Florence are playing in Melbourne in the same week.
Wow.
Florence and the Machine?
That's going to be an emotional.
Oh my God.
Competing for like frail.
Yeah.
frail lesbians.
Truly. But I don't know if Florence will make it because, well, unless she might be recovered by then, but she broke her foot last night.
How?
On stage.
Oh, bitch.
Just walking out to the microphone.
Yeah, she's very anemic, I'm sure of it.
And she doesn't have a high energy, stage presence either, right? She's just standing there.
She's made of glass. I don't think.
It's that kind of breathy singing where it's like, is this a stylistic choice or are you just like passing out? We don't know.
Yeah.
Eat some meat.
Somebody get
her
some water. Have some meat.
So pale.
God,
so
funny.
Cute. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Taylor Swift stuff plays out because those inside prices are insane as well, like service fees.
Yeah.
And then just like getting the ticket emailed to you.
Yeah.
And then them not honoring it. And they like had like a pre-sale code that was sent out, but it was sent out to like resellers and scalpers as well.
Yeah.
And it was just fucked.
And they're just canceling tours. But all these artists are coming out and saying, look, I've had the worst experience with these people.
Yeah.
They cancelled my tour. I didn't get my guarantee. And now I'm like in financial ruin.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if anyone was going to spearhead the industry and like make a new like form, it would be Taylor, I feel like. Like there's something about that galvanized like fandom that I feel like this could be the thing that she's like, I'm actually going to have going forward, my own like ticketing. Thing.
If she told everyone to like move to Guyana and drink the Kool-Aid, they would. She has that following. I was thinking about this reminded me of this TikTok girl who's getting absolutely slammed at the moment, but she's like not helping herself and I don't think she really cares and it's so funny. But she went on StubHub, which is basically a scalper's website where you can buy it where people are reselling tickets, and that's where people are selling tickets to Taylor Swift for $40,000. And she, because she did this monologue where she was trying to like say like, oh, I spent $10,000 to go see Harry Styles tonight.
I saw that.
Yes. And she was trying to get sympathy from people. Or she was like just venting and people were like, this is not relatable content.
Yeah.
This is not. And she was like, I went on StubHub because she was like, I thought I had these tickets to be in the pit, but they were in a seated area. And then she said, which was really her downfall, she said, I'm finna be in the pit.
And she was so wise.
Oh, is that what everyone is referring to?
Yeah. Yes. And so every single video she's posted ever since, everyone's like, but will you fin it in the pit?
I love the internet.
It's the best.
And then also like one of her like sentences that stuck with me were, I had no other choice.
Yeah.
She said I had no other choice.
She's gone to, because he had like, I think he was doing like 3 weeks in LA or something, basically. Like he was just like positioned there for a time.
Yeah.
And she had been to every single one of his, like I stalked her and she's like, she goes like every night. And so this necessity to see Harry Styles is like, it's like not. Like she's showing up in like bike shorts and a t-shirt. Like
no,
she's
not. She needs rehab.
Yeah.
With that kind of money, you could just buy a new ticketing platform.
$10,000 to finna be in the pit.
And what a shit concert. I would not do it.
It's very funny.
No.
Bless. Charlie, are you going to try to get tickets to Taylor Swift?
I think I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
Has it been announced? Yeah, for Australia?
I think so, yeah. But, I mean, the tickets aren't available yet or anything like that.
Right.
And we're, like, I'm hoping that after this blow up in the US, like, we're seeing, like, maybe they'll
It's a good
idea. But the Americans are just going to come to Australia because there's a better chance of getting tickets here.
If you're
spending $40,000,
you
might as well get a visa.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift Olympics will need better infrastructure.
Yeah.
The city will have to improve.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, I will be adding a GoFundMe link in this episode for anyone who wants to send me to Taylor Swift. Let's do it.
I've seen less worthy GoFundMes.
Oh, holy shit.
Truly.
Oh, God. Did you guys see this week? We got to talk about Kendall Jenner's horse.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. I need to know what this is.
Oh my God. So she has a horse, basically.
Of course.
And she has paid to have a different horse have her horse's surrogate baby because she doesn't want her horse to have to be pregnant.
Are you for real right now? I thought that was a bit.
No. It's for real. So it's her horse's eggs and it actually like I want to vomit. Like, it's so strange. It's so strange. Just don't breed your horse. But it's real Barbara Streisand vibes of like.
Cloning.
Is that the horse's name?
That would be a great. But like of cloning an animal because they're like. I think that when you have that much money and power, you just exist in this world where you're like, but I want it.
Yeah.
So I will have it.
Yeah.
So like, and like just there's no concept of adapting. Of being like, this horse will die and I will get another horse.
Yeah.
And it will be great as well because horses are horses. But she was like, no, no, no. Like, well, I don't understand the purpose of it all.
I don't get it either. But it's very, like, Kardashian. I mean, they, a lot of them have surrogates. So maybe she's just like, my horse shall also have a surrogate.
It's a joke, like, at this point.
Do horses get stretch marks? Like, is that what she's worried about? I don't,
like... And it's not like it's a racing horse that's like, or like a horse that's like.
That job is unemployed. That horse is unemployed.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Like, when does Kendall even fucking ride her horse? She's always busy doing shoots and stuff, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not with those thighs. She's too skinny to ride a horse. The girlies on horses are like
ripped.
They're ripped. They've got butts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard work. I did it once.
Yeah.
I was in pain.
Yeah. horse girl, Jordan.
Yeah, officially. It's me.
Were any of you guys horse girls growing up? You know, there was always someone in primary school that was a horse girl.
We were talking about this. I loved horses, but like, I didn't have the funds to be a horse girl, so I just, like, loved everything horse-related.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had a horse for a second. Its name was Sparkles, but every time I tried to get on it, it would blow out its stomach, so I slid off, like, sideways, or it would run me under tree branches. So it was kind of, like, homicidal. So we got rid of it.
Oh, my God. Sparkles had a negative energy.
Yeah, but I really liked the molasses, the food that they eat. So I just go down there for like feeding time.
It looks so delicious.
Yeah, it's
on
really
Saddle
good.
Club.
Yeah.
It's like, get me on that shit.
Oh my God, I went to drama school with one of the girls from Saddle Club.
Oh my God, who?
She's in the radio now. Lara Jean Marshall. She played one of them.
One of the main trio?
Yeah.
Cat.
She's got red
Lisa.
Hair.
Oh.
Is she Australian?
Stevie?
Or?
No, she was the bully, I think.
Because two were Canadian.
Oh, the bully.
Oh, Veronica.
Maybe? Sure. Yeah. Sorry, Lara.
It'd be Veronica.
One of them.
I fucking stand.
She's very talented.
The girl who played Veronica's sister died. Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a long time ago.
Oh, wait, in the series or in real life?
No, like in real life. Like, it was so wild.
And she got
No. It's not. Veronica's still with us. But
I
it was like.
Veronica got a perfect score in VCE as
yes,
well.
Yes.
Strong.
Yeah.
All these facts you guys know about Veronica. It's like perfect score in VCE. Yes.
Lisa.
She was Lisa. Lisa.
Oh,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah.
There she is. Oh, I remember. She went to my dance school for a bit and we were all too scared to talk to her.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a dumb fuck.
I am not. Liar. I was always at the back.
As if, Jordan, you literally won the lip sync
battle
of the Melbourne Comedy Festival with a fucking dance routine.
Okay.
This is true. But I did rewatch the footage recently for a bit of serotonin. And the dancing was not the story. Was great.
It was
the
so dancing, good. Can you hear me myself? Shrieking in the recording? Because I was standing this occasion like...
Oh, that was so fun. But it was I had two backup dancers who really helped me. They really carried the load in more ways than one.
Bizarrely, I had never heard Lucky until your lip sync. Somehow
no
I managed
way.
To just avoid
By
that
Britney.
Song. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like my number one like
so
act
now
in the
you
mirror
are
song.
The image of Lucky to me. Like when I listen to it, I'm like, oh yeah, Jordan's song.
Yes.
That's a nice association.
Yeah. That's what I want.
But to come back to Saddle Club, did I tell you guys that I used to be kind of afraid of because in the trio there's Lisa, Carol, and Stevie.
Yes.
But Carol and Stevie were Canadian. Because it was an Australian-Canadian production.
Yeah.
That's why they never disclosed if the horse training school was in Canada or in Australia.
Yes.
Oh.
They kept it vague.
Everyone was Australian.
Yeah. But because of that, like, vagueness about it, I didn't understand that they were Canadian. I felt that there was just such a weird vibe about Carol and Stevie, and they always kind of unsettled me. And then I just found, like, I thought that they were, like, otherworldly. And then, like, my mom was like, no, they're Canadian. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Hence, you've been scared of maple syrup.
Yeah.
We had some otherworldly shows, though, back then, like Lift Off. I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
What's that?
It's this creepy 90s children's show, and there's a baby in it that doesn't have a face. But it just moves around.
Oh, like, God. So you scary. Have awoken something in me. I kind of remember this.
Right? Yeah. It's the most terrifying shit, but we grew up on it, and that explains a lot for me.
And do you remember the show Jeopardy with those Scottish students?
We're in Jeopardy.
And then it was like Handicam. It was like Blair Witch. Yes. And it was like literally on at 4 p.m. And it was like...
Yes. And they had like the red eyes.
Yes. And these Scottish students are in the Northern Territory, and then they go missing one by one.
Yeah.
And they're abandoned in the forest.
It was like Picnic at Hanging Rock meets Blair Witch.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was truly scary.
It was so true. I remember they went back. One of them goes back home to Scotland and shows up at his own funeral. And I was just like... Oh my God. And also because it was like you couldn't stream it anywhere. So you wouldn't watch it for like weeks. And then you come back and you'd be like, wait, so now they're aliens? Like,
yeah.
It was such a mind trip. Yeah.
Such FOMO, those like cable days where you like couldn't record things, or like you had to have a lot of money to record anything.
Yeah.
And unless you were at home at a certain time to watch something,
yes,
you had no idea what's going on.
You were gone. I had to have like a meeting with my parents to like change my bedtime so that I could watch The OC. So I was like,
absolutely.
I was like, I cannot keep up at school the next day. Like, I'm excluded.
Fair.
Oh, yeah. No, we can talk about Elizabeth Holmes, if anyone knows a bit about that.
Yeah. Yes, Elizabeth Holmes is going to prison. She's going to prison. She had a baby. It didn't work. She didn't get any sympathy.
I've listened to this whole podcast about Elizabeth Holmes in the lockdown. I binge listened. And then I found another one and I listened to that, even though I knew all the facts. And I've just been obsessed with the discourse on Twitter about her just being a girl boss who can't get like a foot in the door, when in reality she got pregnant to avoid a prison sentence, but it didn't work.
It's so funny. Yeah. She hasn't got a maternal bone in her body.
Like, no, you can just tell.
Yeah. I was saying before the pod, it was so funny that people on Twitter have been like, her crime, being a woman. Like, people defending it like, I think women should be allowed to do tax fraud.
Yes.
So funny. And it's such a funny example of like what the world is, but particularly America and Silicon Valley, and like how it's all just everybody lying and a scam until maybe something comes through for you.
Yeah.
So true.
And the lies they're told were crazy as well. So they invented this thing that they didn't invent, by the way, it didn't work, to take like one prick of blood off your finger to do 20 dozens of tests. When in reality, you need a lot more blood than that. And none of the tests worked. And instead of using the revolutionary technology that they said to develop, they were actually using the same testing you do everywhere else. People would go to get their blood tests done there and would get results that weren't accurate at all. In some case, somebody got like a diagnosis for something quite serious, and it didn't even turn out to be true.
Oh, my God.
And
ADHD.
Yeah. ADHD diagnosis by blood.
It's colorful. Yeah. Or there is none.
It just takes 3 hours and you're like, oh, it's getting there.
Yeah. And also they said they were doing blood tests on helicopters in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
What? For what purpose?
On the soldiers who are dying.
Oh, it's like they were taking blood from helicopters. How do you?
What, and just like go for like a joyride while they're waiting for the results? Like what's
it
the
was
point?
So weird. They were like, we can do all of this, and we were like helping people in battle, which to Americans is like everything.
It's like Doctors Without Borders, but it's like Doctors Without Qualifications.
Yeah.
Yes. She had no idea what she was doing, and like it's just and she also is great because she's she doesn't know how to do her makeup or her hair, and she wears black skivvies because she wants to be like Steve Jobs.
Her greatest crime.
Yeah. Oh, her biggest crime. Yeah. But it's just, it's such a strange.
I just love the vibe of her being like, sue me for trying to run a business.
Oh, and I remembered one thing. She changed her voice.
Her voice!
Her voice!
Yes!
What? From what to what?
From like Silicon Valley, like normal, like chick, to like really deep and like slow.
So with Theranos, what we do here is like fully.
Really?
Yeah. And like people who went to high school with her were like, that was, I swear up and down, that was not her voice.
Mm, oh my God.
Yeah. It was so
I
wild.
Love I went to uni call out. You know, how often it happens when someone's like, I went to school with this person. They're
I literally
not like
just
that.
Did that with the Saddle Club. Guilty.
So she's gone to prison for 11 years. I didn't know if that was going to be like that long, but she's out. It'll be her and Jen Shaw from Real Housewives.
I need to watch. I've heard such incredible things.
Yes, well, she's gone to prison.
Why 11? Did the judge just be like, not 10, but not 12? So 11? Like what?
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes it's based on how many counts of particular crimes it is.
Thank you so
One
much.
For every year.
Because I think there are a couple things she wasn't found guilty of.
Right.
And then there were like being a plenty girl of the jurors. Yeah. Uh-huh. They were like, you are not guilty of being
a woman.
A woman.
In tech.
It's like that guy recently that finally got the trial finished who killed all those people driving through the, it was like a Boston. Was it in Boston or something like that? It was like some march or parade or something like that. And it was a really protracted trial because he represented himself and he was just like feral and like constantly like dragging out the proceedings. But the judge was finally getting her like moment to speak at the end of it and was being like it was like 100 life sentences or something wild like
that. I remember
that. And for each person that he killed, it was like, for this person, you get a life sentence. For this person, you get a life sentence. Like it was really like emotional to watch.
Yeah. Mm.
He didn't know how to represent it. Like he also just didn't know how to talk to a judge because he's so arrogant. He refused representation like Ted Bundy.
Oh God.
And so she was just having to be, you can't speak right now.
Yeah.
And being like, no, you need to, okay. Do you have to leave? Like that's why it took so long. Cause she was like, okay.
Oh my God, no.
I can't control you.
He asked after the verdict. He was like, now I would like representation. It's like,
oh, that's not how it works, lady.
Yeah,
like, have you ever watched Judge Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that before you commit a crime.
Oh my God. I have the juiciest thing about Judge Judy. Did you guys see that she used to be neighbors to Justin Bieber?
What? Oh, no way.
And apparently she said that he was such a little dweeb. And that she never liked him. And apparently he was like afraid of her. And like there would be a couple instances where like they bumped into each other going into the houses or whatever. And he would be like really like awkward around her. Like he felt very like intimidated by her. And then he asked his security to like watch when she's coming and going so that he never had to interact with her. And then she found out about that being like, what a little dweeb.
Oh my God.
That's so
the funniest funny. Like beef.
Yes.
Wow.
As perfect if like all of us wouldn't be so like excited and attracted to someone like Judge Judy.
Absolutely.
Next door and be like, hello.
Yeah. She's got mummy vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So speaking of like legal stuff, recently it's been the 5 years since the yes vote in Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't believe that.
And now everybody's just fucking pigs. It's like it went really out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marriage really did.
They were right.
People are married.
We destroyed the
bridges.
Sanctity.
Look, we did have floods and fires.
True.
And I've swallowed 5 bugs.
Yeah. It's 5 now,
right? Okay, it's up. It gets better. This is like the Jamil bee story. So it's changing.
And Elton John was there.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird. It's so funny to think that we had to. It was like, when I think about that time, it's less interesting to think about how we like couldn't get married.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing. I think the main thing was the debate and the plebiscite. And that was a choice.
Yeah.
That was a choice made by political cowards who ended up getting ousted by their own party anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. now legalize weed.
Yes!
You're like, now that I am married, my next thing. Has it like factored in for you guys at all? Like, do you think if it wasn't legal here still, like, what would you guys have done? I mean, obviously you went overseas anyway.
Yeah.
For your Vegas thing.
I think that first elopement was more for us anyways. Yeah. And we would have done that either way.
Yeah, me too.
And like we've talked about on a podcast before, NGV, if you're listening, give us that free wedding. I still want to have like another wedding sort of event.
A big ceremony.
Like a party with friends.
But I fucking love that you guys did that. Just have like something just for you that's like unfettered by crowds. Because like weddings, no matter what, like no matter how chill you try to make it or how few people you have or whatever, it's always vaguely political and it's always vaguely
stressful.
Like, but yeah, and then like people are like, why didn't you invite so-and-so? Or so-and-so is invited and they're fucking nuts, you know? And it becomes not about the couple anymore.
Yeah.
So it's nice. You guys just had something that was just purely joyous, fun.
Yeah.
You looked cool.
It was great. It was like, because, you know, the pressure's off. You can't literally invite anybody because we're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was just Elvis and us and our photography. It should be. I highly recommend it. But yes, we do want to do the party with everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But the legal part isn't really that interesting to me at all. And I know that's a very queer thing to say, but it's just, I would have gotten married without the legal certificate.
Yeah.
In inverted commas anyway. So, to me, it didn't matter, but the vote was horrific.
Yeah.
Because I was living on the Gold Coast at the time and they just had no signs on every, like literally every street corner, every telephone pole.
Jesus.
Had these no signs. Like it was very, very, it just felt very claustrophobic.
I forget that I live in like a very metropolitan.
Yeah. In Melbourne, everywhere was yes, yes, rainbows, come.
Yeah.
Every
it
street
was
corner.
Everywhere.
Fag rights.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the announcement was that they said when they announced it, because I was live, I was at work and we just had it on a phone. It was a really quiet day in the cafe, but there was this like moment when they announced and they said like who voted no first. Like they said the percentage. They're like, the no vote is 40-something%. It was quite close.
Yeah.
Which is a bit fucked. But
49.
And everybody, you could like, there's like a few seconds where queers are doing maths. And we were like it's a delayed response. Yeah. And it was the funniest thing ever. Yeah. And we'd be like,
some DJ like waiting to press play on Veronica's, like holding off, like, do I play it or do I play like something sad?
Did you guys go to the big Lygon Street party?
Yeah,
I did. There was like no cell reception. Yeah. I couldn't find anyone.
Beautiful. No one was there.
I think we tried to catch up and couldn't because we couldn't get a hold of each other or something like that. I vaguely remember that.
I remember trying to see anyone I knew and just all the other games.
We actually had to break in through RMIT and go in a back way.
Oh my God.
Because it was so packed sort of thing.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. But it was hot. That was one of the most beautiful like times of my life. Like I remember literally dancing to Veronica's and just being like, this is so.
Twitter still existed.
Trump was still on Twitter. It was a good time.
It was great. I was wearing a Nasty Woman t-shirt and I wish I wasn't.
Love that for you. Oh my God. Did you have a pussy hat?
No, thank God. Oh, but at the time, when was it, 2017?
Yeah.
I probably would have gone.
Yeah.
Awful behavior. I got the Nasty Woman t-shirt for free though, so.
That's fine then.
So it doesn't count.
Yeah. It doesn't count. Yeah.
You weren't financially supporting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty women rarely, what is it? Rarely make history or, no, well-behaved women rarely make
history. Nasty women make history every day.
It was a wild time. What a horrific time it always did.
Absolutely.
And now you can just look up a town and see what the percentage was. It's just kind of crazy. But it was also a good lesson, I think, because the closeness of it was a result of the Yes campaign not actually working hard enough to speak to minority and immigrant groups as well.
Yeah.
Because they really neglected it. And people were, I think the grossest part of our community cis white queers, we were like posting being like, this area, like Western Sydney, can get fucked. And yeah. It's like, no, babe, nobody spoke to them.
Yeah. Mm.
And there was this, I can't remember who this person was because it was just reshared, just talking about how they were on the ground going door to door and they were really trying to get the Yes Party involved, but they just wouldn't even try because it's just like,
they wrote them off.
Yeah. And they were just like, we don't have a chance because it's too religious over there. And
that's
blah, blah, blah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me of something I saw on like the news and on Instagram this week. Speaking of like Western Sydney, you know, there's people on TikTok and Instagram that like film themselves doing like an act of kindness type bullshit.
I fucking hate that shit.
I hate them already. And this guy had his arm in a sling, which he didn't disclose whether he had actually injured his arm or not. And he had a water bottle and he went up to strangers and had someone film him and asked them to open his bottle for him because his arm was in a sling. Like, I can't open this water bottle. And he asked this elderly couple, which was like an, the writer is a journalist and those were her parents. And they're like first generation immigrants. Her mom or dad uses a walking stick. And he just approached them with the camera being like, can you open this bottle? And they just kept walking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're like, they don't have to participate in this bullshit either.
Yeah,
and
they're saying that this is a fraught situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So then he's like, oh, they were so rude. And the next person opens the water bottle for him and he put it on TikTok and it went viral as always.
Yeah.
And people just commenting how awful those people are for walking away from him when, and when she had this like article explaining like one of my parents literally had renal like kidney failure. They were just going for their Sunday walk and get attacked by a camera, literally asking them this, and just a reminder that like not everything we see on the internet is
I hate that karma porn shit.
Yeah, like, it's karma so porn is the best word for it.
It's just so ridiculous and like fake. Like, I know there's that one particular guy that does the thing. Like, he'll like offer someone like, he'll be like, hey, can you help me? And like, and then can I have like $5 sort of thing? And then like they'll give it, and then he's like, here you go. Here's the like. A piggy bank, smash it, and then like they'll open it and it's like there's like $500 in it, sort of thing. And it's like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It's just like if you have this much money, I tell you what, it'd be nice just giving them money and not like doing this kind of like morality policing thing, because it is trying to instill like anger at the people who don't do it.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Was it Lindsay Lohan that was like, she tried to get, there was a homeless woman on the street. And she got out of her car at night and she was like, come with me, just come with me. I'm going to give you a room for the night. And she just kept like berating this woman on the street who was like, I don't want to come with you. And then she tried to take her kids, being like, just like give the kids to me. I'll give them a room for the night. Like they'll be safe and warm. And they didn't speak English. And so they just thought that Lindsay Lohan was like abducting their children. They were like, no. And she put it on the internet and everyone's like, don't do that, babe.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
It's like good intentions, but too much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. It's white savior as well.
Mm. Yeah. And also like the crux of like niceties is like on the streets and not like higher.
Yeah.
Oh, this couple didn't have a water bottle for you.
It's like, also, yeah. It's so like transient as well, like, oh, that's great for one night, but it's also kind of like there's no systemic help, like you're not helping them get off the street or like, you know, with employment or anything like that. It's just like,
and it is also, it's still in that school of thought of don't give them money, give them food.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
give them fucking money.
Yeah.
Like,
give them choice.
Yeah. Like with your fucking sandwich, they could be gluten intolerant.
Exactly. Yeah. You make them shit for days.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Seen that show? It's that there's like an actual TV show that does like these kind of like moral dilemmas. It's less karma porn and more like what would you do or something like that. Mm. I think is the name of it. And they have like a film crew secretly filming and then they come out when like a hero emerges. Mm. But there's this one of like funny of this like kid in some like middle American like diner telling his mom, and like they're both actors, telling his mom that he thinks he's bi. And then she's like, you're not bi. You're not. You're not bi. And it's like far too extreme. Like, it's like this would... like, it's like such a like het view of what a coming out would look like and then what a bad coming out would look like as well.
Yeah.
It's just like, this would never happen in this way. It's like, mom, it's my identity. And she's like, you are not. You're confused. You're confused. And then there's this like girl at like the next table sort of thing who is watching this happen and she's like clearly getting upset. And then she comes over and she like puts her hand on this guy's like shoulder and she's like, you're bi. She's like, and it's okay. And I'm pan. And then, and it's actually like really sweet. And she's doing like, cause she's like shaking, like she's thinking that this is real. Oh. And like, she's a really good person for doing it. And then, but like that's gone viral. And like people have like brought that out.
Yeah.
as well. But it's like, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah.
What is this?
It's so funny.
Filming every moment. We're talking to someone last night who was like, it's going to escalate to the point where people just install cameras in their homes.
Yeah.
And you have a live stream constantly, like Big Brother, but for everyone. And that will be the standard of social media engagement. And I will watch every
minute of it.
You know, they have that at kindergartens now.
They do.
I didn't realize this. They have like certain kindergartens you can tune in. It's not all of them. But like they have the cameras set up so you can watch it. Like,
oh, it's like puppy cams.
Like puppy cams.
No.
You've got to be able to let your kid exist without you there.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to have cameras in terms of like general
security.
Yeah. Like, as for childless dinks. Tell parents what
I know.
I'm like oh my God, to be. No child of mine.
Not my amethyst, no.
Amethyst.
Yeah.
I love you.
So funny. Should we do our pop or flops?
Yes.
Is anyone good to kick us off?
I can kick us off. I got a flop.
Okay. I thought maybe you would have a big pop this week.
Oh, of course. No, but I want to do my flop, but can I?
Okay, maybe I'll do yours.
You do mine, okay.
All right.
Because I think it's a good one.
Yeah, go for it.
My flop is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes!
See you later! Shit show!
Sorry to this man and his coat.
Sorry to this man and his coat. I am laughing. I am very sad for people. People left that show crying because of how racist it was.
Have you heard about this, Tamara?
Is this with a footballer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Yes.
What's that name? Really the cherry on top.
Yes.
This is funny, guys. We spoke about this maybe like a month ago when the casting got announced and we were referring to him as a cricketer. Oh.
Well,
sorry. Yes and yes.
We don't know this difference between
you. Sorry to this man.
Oh, so funny. But yeah, so he like got cast as the lead and everybody was mad about that. And I feel like anyone who knows that show or knows what Australian music theatre loves to do, we were like, well, just wait until they see it.
Yeah.
This is barely even the beginning. So, like, I don't think there's any Egyptians in the cast. There's certainly a lot of white people playing Africans.
Oh, really? Very, still doing that?
Yeah, fully. And I think because they think it's, like a biblical story or whatever, it's, like, fine, but they've weirdly added a dance. I haven't seen it, but apparently there's a dance where they're doing a can-can in hijabs.
Yeah.
And they all just come out randomly doing it. And also there's a sexual assault scene that's a comedic scene.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And there's just like all this like – and then also all the girls come out for a big dance number dressed as Egyptians, which is very like 90s.
Like they've got like Cleopatra. The extended eye things and like the hair and the –
Yeah. It's like, it's a farce. It's like it's insane. But like, I knew I feel like everybody knew. And that's also my flop is to the performers in it.
Yeah.
You. And I really don't vibe with a lot of people saying like, you know, you take whatever gig you can get.
No.
I was like, no.
Not that one.
Not that one. It's also a very short tour. You're not making that much money. Yeah. I don't think most of them don't have kids. A lot of them. And I went to private schools.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe you can skip this one. Just work at a cafe, babe.
Also, it's a shit musical and Andrew Lloyd Webber can die in a ditch.
Yeah.
You know what? They probably thought it was okay because they think everyone in the Bible is white.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're like,
Jesus was white. Yeah. Moses was white. It's fine.
Where's the outside eye, though? People need to really embrace the outside eye.
Yes.
And like people, they shit on diversity and inclusion officers and stuff. They're like, oh my God, it's so woke. Like, why do we have to do that? It's part of a budget that we can't afford. You can afford it because people need to be told that this stuff is not going to fly with the public.
The amount of like PR crisis management they're going to have to hire to try and save this production.
Yeah.
It's like you could have just spent that money on hiring any actor of color or any creative of color to tell you that maybe this is a little fucked.
Yeah. Totally.
And shame on all the influencers who went and posted about it.
I am so fucking sick of
shame
hearing about
you,
it.
Shame on you, Rob Mills. You'll be done again.
Fuck. No. I have a pop for the week.
Oh, yay. Nice.
My pop is being a godparent.
Oh, my God.
A friend of the podcast, Ree Down, is having a baby. She asked me to be the godmother, so obviously I said yes.
Yay. That's so beautiful.
All it is so far is me just sending baby names whenever I think of one.
Yes.
I'm like, what about this? What about Rudy?
Rudy.
Ooh. What about Robin?
Oh, I like that.
With a Y or an I?
I like those.
I-N.
Yeah, okay, Robin. Good.
That's cute.
Not Robin after the singer.
It's a boy, not a lesbian.
Same thing.
Same. I'm yet to like buy him some little things, but I'm like, I want to buy baby sneakers, baby outfits.
You're going to be the coolest like aunt, like fairy godmother type.
Yes. Oh, that's so great. I love that.
Love that. Love other people having kids.
100%. Yes. I was talking with Josh about this recently. Mm. The older I get, the more I'm like, I would love to have kids in my life. I just don't think being a parent will be the tea.
Yeah.
Agreed. The gunkle is the destiny.
I'm also about that life.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't think my sister's going to have
What's the fun gay aunt? Like Gaunt? That sounds horrible.
Gunt.
Meredith.
Ethel. My pop for this week was actually sent to Aurelia and I by Jordan. It was the semen art.
And the semen art.
The semen jewelry in particular. That there's some like craftsperson on like TikTok who takes literal semen and then like desiccates it, I think, or like makes it like dry.
Works it into clay
and then makes it kind of like into a powder that they then use in like what's the, like resin, and then they make like cum pearls and like rings and shit.
Cum pearls.
Probably wear the necklace. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Oh my gosh.
I would.
Let's see if they have like other ranges of things. So can you send out a vial of your blood?
Yeah.
Blood, squirt, sweat.
Yeah, they could do that.
Spit.
Yeah. I want semen though. Yeah. I want a little jizz ring. Yeah. It's so great. I think it's inspired. I'm really happy with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, power to this woman.
Will you get one for Josh?
No.
Like, this is the engagement ring. Am I cum?
That's hard.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
My pop is quitting your job.
Yes!
I did that this week. I feel good. I feel untethered, unsure, and slightly nervous, but only financially, so we're all good.
Wow. Yeah. I quit my job a couple of weeks ago after 7 years.
Yes.
And I feel on top of the world. I was saying this morning that, like, I had this feeling... Like before I had done it, I was like, oh, if I need to, I will just come back. Mm-hmm. I will try not to come back. But if I really needed to, I would come back. Mm-hmm. But now having like had the break period, I'm like, there is no instance in any fathomable universe where I'm going back. I will make it work. I will make it happen.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, it can really sink its claws into you to the point where you think that there's no other life and you're like, you can't get any better than this. But as soon as that release happens, it's just like, the whole world is here.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And I don't know how to do the things the right way or the traditional way.
Yeah.
So, hashtag learning.
Yeah, and you can make a new path for yourself. And
feeling good.
And you don't owe employers anything.
No.
They owe you most of the time.
Yeah.
So
funny. Where's that leave pay?
Yeah.
Everybody quit. Yeah, queer yeah. musical theatre, queer job.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Beyonce was saying in her song, what is it? Like quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just quit my job.
Yeah. And there were people that were actually doing it. And then she had to say something like, don't actually leave your jobs.
Yeah. Beyonce loves capitalism.
But then also Beyonce is like, I'm self-employed. So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tamara.
Thank you for having me. It's been a wonderful
So nice to have a Kiki with fam.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you should continue this tradition. Just get the fam.
Yeah.
Get the goddaughter on when it happens. You know, Grace baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That would be great. Baby on the pod.
Mm. Oh, give it a few years.
Let's find out if he's a bigot.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, fam.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.